Challenging Others, Challenging Ourselves. Highlights of the Blind Citizens NZ's 2023 AGM and Conference, Rose Wilkinson, Chief Executive. Blind Citizens NZ's 2023 AGM and Conference was held from October 13th to the 14th at the Nomai Auckland Airport Hotel. Approximately 65 attendees participated in person and online via Zoom or the YouTube live stream. This article provides some highlights of the AGM and Conference. More in-depth details will be available in the minutes. The day prior to the AGM and conference, three very separate informal events happened. Whilst publicised at short notice, these events for people to attend in person reflect items topical to the blind community. They're also relevant to Blind Citizens NZ's ongoing programme of work. Attendance was open to anyone from the blind community to join in person, not just members of Blind Citizens NZ. Events by topic were held in relation to Blind Citizens NZ's Guide Dog Handler Special Interest Network, bringing together current and aspiring guide dog handlers. Braille, an opportunity for users and readers of Braille to discuss the potential for a Braille Special Interest Network. Te Tiriti o Waitangi. Members of the board's advisory group talked about the work they're doing in relation to Blind Citizens NZ's journey to being more inclusive of everyone. During each of these occasions, participants talked freely within their group, sharing related aspirations, experiences, and areas that Blind Citizens NZ might potentially address. For many attendees, the opportunity also provided much-valued peer support. There were report-back opportunities during the AGM and conference during which outcomes could be shared. Some reporting back influenced resolutions for the board to action. Blind Citizens NZ continues to build knowledge as it progresses on its Te Tiriti o Waitangi journey. The board's Te Tiriti o Waitangi advisory group comprises John Puhara, Daniel and Harete Phillips, Victor West, Maria Stevens, Joseph and Francis Toomey, and Charlene Tongalea. Working alongside Tehuia Bill Hamilton, the Te Tiriti o Waitangi advisory group's work influenced tikanga for Blind Citizens NZ's AGM and conference. This influence was evident throughout the AGM and conference and will continue to be developed moving forward. Immediately following the conference opening by Paula Tesserero, Chief Executive Faikaha, Ministry of Disabled People, we enjoyed a performance by the Kapa Haka group from Māngere Bridge School. This group of tamariki, young people, aged 8 to 12, led by Matua Jordan Kai, gave an outstanding performance. Description from audio described Aotearoa, highlighted what the group was wearing, facial expressions, along with body movements and actions for each of the songs performed. Guest presenters spoke to the theme, Challenging Others, Challenging Ourselves, each bringing their thinking and experiences to the forefront, while relating these back to the purpose of their presentation. Presenters were Paul Hutchison, mediator and facilitator, Prudence Walker, Kai Hātū, Tika Hauātanga Disability Rights Commissioner, Joy Lanini, National Manager, Connections and Funding, Your Way, Kia Roha, Ben O'Meara, one of six Deputy Chief Executives to the Chief Executive, Haikaha, responsible of Policy, Strategy and Partnerships, Robbie Francis Watane, Co-Founder of the Lucy Foundation, Clive Lansink, Chair, RNZFB Board of Directors. Award presentations are always a highlight, and this year was no different. In the Daisy edition, four sections follow, each with a Level 2 heading.